Last time, on Home, an HBO Boys D&D experience.
You see a man in a dark room, a clean-shaven face lit only by the three monitors of his computer. The scene fades to an alleyway near the Clinton Antique Shop. The clean-shaven man pulls out his phone, already recording. Target acquired. I, the notorious hacker Jake Lochner, send this message to all the believers in me out there. This is my last transmission. Power to the algorithm. Cut to Clinton Gas. The bearded man just finishes paying for a full tank of gas in his new DeLorean. When he gets in the car, Jake Lochner sits in the passenger seat. A flash of light and a muffled thud is heard from outside. Cut to me, stepping out of the DeLorean, flipping down my new sunglasses and adjusting my big bushy beard as I prepare to enter the home of Ryan Brady.
As you three walk out onto Route 1 in front of the town hall, now having a map in hand, you hear from across the street,
"Psst! Get the fuck over here!"
You see a hooded figure.
"You can call me Mr. Butterfly. I work for one of the big guys.
Have you figured out how to get rid of the bubble?"
"No."
"Okay. There are external forces sowing the seeds of your failure all over this place around here. Tess is the least of your problems right now. Do not go out at night. Always be wary of your surroundings and whatever you do. No matter what."
"Oh, gotta go!"
So this leather bag is here. I will open the bag.
When you open the bag, you realize that inside said bag is a bowling ball. When you put your fingers inside the holes, they fit perfectly.
Figuring out what Tess is hiding and what they've built seems like a good first thing to figure out, doesn't it?
The nearest dot on the map that is not the town hall is Chips Pub 3, a local eatery. And as you come around the corner, you see CVS Pharmacy is completely on fire.
"Oh no, I wanted another Maricone dream."
You guys are sitting at the bar and the purple dot is directly on the obelisk.
I cast Magic Missile.
The obelisk explodes around you. Right above this obelisk and on the bubble that you can see right above you, a hole for one moment forms, and then it closes back up, and the bubble around Clinton, Connecticut is one shade lighter. Chad, you get a tap, tap, tap on your back. You are looking at a zombie version of Chad Tower come back to life. He looks at you dead in your eyes and says, "How do you want to do this?" Can everybody please roll initiative?
There is no place like home.
Hello, and welcome back to Episode 4 of Home, an HBO Boys D&D experience, an actual play campaign brought to you by your local HBO Boys. We are back from having some weeks off due to vacation on my behalf. I don't think anyone else went on vacation, but I did. So everything came to a grinding halt.
You know, when the podcast that you are DMing, you know, you can't do that from Florida. You probably could have done that from Florida.
Sure.
Well, I mean, to be fair, we all logged on and just waited for you to start running the game.
Right. Yeah.
And it didn't happen. So it did. We can release that recording if you want, but
it's kind of boring. I don't want to do that. Also, to be fair, you guys did move on without me seamlessly on the HBO Boys podcast, another show that we do. And you all should go listen to that one as well as the episode that they did, the Marvel / MCU catch-up, where I disagreed with so many things you guys were saying, and I was just screaming into a pillow on a plane. And that's how I did the podcast on a plane.
Just grinding his teeth.
Are you going to release the recording of that too?
No. That recording was not only... It wasn't even Patreon exclusive. It was exclusive to like American Airlines 2271 if you were in row 21 near me while I screamed into said pillow.
Just,
but anyway.
Just randomly bursted out. No! Fuck no. You! No! You're dumb!
Fuck! But we are now back. This is episode 4 of Home. Y'all just heard the recap for our players who did not just hear a recap that was previously edited. The basics of what is currently occurring is You guys just destroyed an obelisk near Chip's Pub 3.
Hell yeah.
When you did so, a hole in the opaque bubble above you that is imprisoning your hometown opened up for one moment and then closed and became lighter. So the obelisks have something to do with your entrapment. You also recently saw a CVS burning down, and you did a podcast with two ogres also recently. You
yes.
got their tax money, then did not return it to Tess at the town hall. She is the mayor, and you also stole her map, which she probably knows. So yeah, you have the tax money from Bonkers and the Jump to give her, but you have not given it back as of yet. And the moment you started to be within jubilation because you destroyed the obelisk, you got Chad, that is, got tap tap tapped on the back, turned around, and by Chad I mean Jake Lochner, who is telling his friends that he is Chad, got a rude awakening because he turns around and sees a zombified version of the real life Chad Tower, who was in this timeline, I guess, shot twice across town with a silencer yesterday.
Yes. But, yes. He's now clean shaven,
right?
Because his beard was stolen.
Stolen from him and glued on to you. But
yes.
In-game Adam and in-game James don't know that. So this will be, I bet, confusing for them. But before yeah. we get into that, we have done a flashback for our boy Adam and our boy Chad. But this week, it is time to go into James's past. They call you Mr. Charisma. You have 33 blueberries left, and you're wearing 8 pocketed cargo shorts. What was your past like in this specific, this one?
So the listeners and the other players don't realize this because my character's been maintaining such an effective cover. But actually, he didn't spend the past 8 years overseas. He actually spent them in federal prison.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I was brought up on charges of possession with intention to sell, which was bullcrap because I was going to do all of it myself.
Right. You were going to do the drugs, which is different from selling the drugs.
And I can remember my first day in the poke. I've gotten to my cell, and there I met my elderly, three-toothed prison roommate, an old man by the name of Old Stabby.
Oh, boy.
And Old Stabby said to me,
"What are you in for?"
Oh, it's a long story, but, you know, basically I'm innocent, for real. And listen, Old Stabby, this is my first time at the rodeo, and I was wondering, what can I do, you know, to protect myself? I'm a little bit nervous here in jail.
You gotta learn to stab.
But what? I don't have anything to stab somebody with.
Oh, well, aren't you lucky? Because you're rooming with Old Stabby.
And that's when he gave me my signature weapon. It's 3 plastic toothbrushes melted on the handle and then flattened with a hammer so that it's the kind of like a sharp linoleum knife on one side and then 3 toothbrushes coming out the backside and then wrapped up in duct tape. And it's called Pearly White because the toothbrushes are white, you see.
We call it a crest shiv where I come from.
Old Stabby, I think I'm going to have a lot to learn from you about stabbing and also, you know, basically the jail schedule. I'd be interested if you could tell me about that.
Lunch is at 11.
But I'm too ashamed to ever have my friends know that my life fell apart, and so I put this very well put together veneer, and that's how they know me as a big success, I'm sure.
Yeah, and that has not cracked once, and you can go listen back to the tapes and you will understand that as a fact. Is Pearly White still on you? Did you take it from prison?
Yeah. They let you take weapons out of prison, no problem.
right. If you're taking them in legitimately, no. Then yeah.
Taking them out? What do they care? You're somebody else's problem now.
Question. Did you do the podcast from in prison?
That's not important.
I do love that. That's
why every podcast begins with, Ryan Brady, you are receiving a Telelink phone call from a federal prison.
Yeah, which Ryan thinks is just like a really long bit you're doing.
Right.
You got your dad to do it again? That is crazy, dude.
James, right. I'm sick of editing out the fake fights behind you.
Yeah, and how come all these phone calls cost me $1 a minute?
That's so much. Also, who's this NPC you've created? Old Stabby.
Stabby, no, I'm on the phone. I'm gonna stab you.
Oh, I got you. Oh, I'm gonna go stabbing.
Oh, boy.
I'm gonna stab you.
I'm kidding, Jamie. I'm not gonna stab you.
Right, but yeah. my recently reunited friends, Ryan, Adam, and Chad, have no inkling that I've been up to anything bad because I've crafted such a magnificent web of lies.
You've never been more correct. We will have to figure out how to add all pearly white to your inventory.
I think that's just the name of my dagger, basically.
Sure.
What kind of pluses would a toothbrush weapon have? Like
it would be dexterity
against toxic creatures.
Oh, go because it's a toothbrush.
It's fast. You can wield it fast.
Yeah, no, it only does more damage when you hit teeth with it specifically.
It regains health.
Well, thank you
the teeth.
Very much for that background knowledge on your boy, James. But now we port back to the present, and I need you three to roll me an initiative roll.
I rolled a 4. I got a 4.
Jake got a 4. James got a 17.
I 8. I got an 8.
I have a 20.
Oh, well, we all know who's going first.
You would think that. But you would be incorrect.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Chad immediately goes first.
By the way.
Oh, I go first, huh?
Charlie, the large bear, is watching this all happen, and he's having a conflict of interest. He's like, do I watch this fight between these young gentlemen that I am unaware of, but have recently gone on a tiny adventure with in front of my establishment? Or do I go keep taking care of the many characters that are inside said establishment? I don't know what to do.
So his conflict isn't whether or not he gets involved.
No.
It's whether or not he wants to watch.
Right. He's like, do I watch them die? Do I take care of my customers? This is tough. Zombie Chad, as you know, Jake Lochner, has tapped you. I'm just going to call him Zombie C or
okay.
Chad. calling him Chad is fucking confusing. So
I know, right? Isn't it weird when there's somebody in your campaign named Chad?
Nope. Anyway, yeah, we named some. I think we've said this on this podcast before, but in our home game, we purposely named someone Chad to make it confusing and stupid. So I did it this time too. But you did this to yourself, if we're all being
honest. Yes, I did.
So
I kind of did it to you.
Yeah, you did it to me. Yes, you've perpetrated this upon me. You've laid this at my feet. So Zombie Chad is first up. And after saying his very cool guy line that ended last episode where he said, how do you want to do this? This time he starts off his move he starts off the beginning of your end with, anyone up for a game of Chad Skitball?
Oh, fuck.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but dibs on being the batter. And this is definitely, this joke is very broad. Everyone can get this.
Yeah. Very broad and everyone gets it.
So specific.
Zombie Chad does look past Jake Lochner and our PC Chad for a very quick moment here to his friends, Adam and James, and says, guys, it's me. It's Chad. I know I'm a zombie. It looks I'm a zombie now, but it's me. I don't. Do you believe me?
No.
Oh, jeez. What have I been taking? I'm seeing double, four Chads.
clearly they're finding a way to copy us. They're trying to replace us.
That sentence you just muttered has put a rage into Zombie Chad's eyes as he's like, this is so fucked up. And he then goes to grab a sword off of his back. He has a long sword that is attached to his back. There is no sheath. It's just there. And then also at his hip is a long bow. You don't know where he got these things, obviously, but you know for fact, Jake Lochner, that last time you saw him, he did not have these things on him. He unsheaths the long sword from a sheath that doesn't exist and swings it at you.
At me?
At you, yes.
Oh, dear. See, I should have taken some reactionary spells.
Sure.
I did not do that.
Sure. Does a 17 hit?
A 17 hits.
Okay. You take 3 damage from the sword. And as he comes down with the long sword, he kind of grazes your lower arm. And it hurts. It burns with the might of 1,000 suns.
God, it's like a fourth of my health went away.
Yeah, his eyes light up white as he does so. And you also feel instantly drained of life. Like perhaps the damage you just took has lowered your maximum hit points by that exact amount.
Oh. Fuck you. All right. Yeah.
I wouldn't let that get to 0. Anyway.
This is a level 2 encounter, just for the record.
For the record, this is a level 2 encounter with yourself. Listen, Chad, I didn't want to make you a little bitch, right? Like, I wanted to make you formidable.
Yeah, it's weird how this is somehow a diss and also a compliment.
Yeah. At the same time, isn't this fun? For me? Anyway, James, you are now up.
I kind of want to just give myself a quick perception check to see if I can kind of piece together what's happening here with the two Chad situation.
Sure, and I'll also point out you have not had a blueberry in a little while. So
is that a free action, though, to take one?
If you'd like to. I don't know what makes your brain clearer. Being high or not being high. I suppose probably not being high just goes... Maybe you go into instant withdrawal.
All right, so I have a -1 on perception. So I'm gonna look at the Jake Lochner Chad.
Yep.
I'm going to look over to Zombie Chad. And then look back to the left. And then look back to the right. Put my hand on my chin and go, -1, so 11 perception.
With an 11 perception, you do have the same feeling you did before, which is these two guys look eerily similar, although one has his flesh hanging off of his body and he's gray and his eyes are red and then they shine white. And also the other guy has a big bushy beard like my friend Chad does. The guy with the gray skin doesn't have a big bushy beard. That doesn't make any sense. That's not... Chad would have a big bushy beard, I think, is where you basically are.
Okay. Then I'm going to use my cunning action for disengage so that I don't provoke any attacks of opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to stand between the two Chads, addressing Zombie Chad, and I say, hey, man, let's try to talk this out.
That's exactly what I was trying to do, Zombie Chad says, but not with this fuck, as he points at Jake Lochner.
What you got a problem with Chad for, Zombie Chad?
Well, as your friend Chad, he killed me yesterday and is now impersonating me.
Is this true, bearded Chad?
Guys, we've been together... since this whole thing started.
Yesterday?
Don't you think? Yeah.
We've been together for one day.
Look, ask me anything. Ask me about my opinions on the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I can tell you everything. And you will recall it is exactly how Chad, I mean, how I feel about everything that Chad, I mean, I have said in the past.
Okay, so bearded Chad, who was our sixth grade social studies teacher.
Sixth grade social studies teacher was Mrs. Finucane.
But would Jake Lochner know that?
Yeah, no. He definitely wouldn't. Also, is that correct? I don't remember anything from sixth grade.
Yeah, I don't remember that at all.
It is correct.
Good job.
The zombie Chad speaks up and says, yes, that is correct.
That's correct. You got it right. Spot on.
That's good enough for me.
What's good enough for you? What decision have you made?
I mean, how could you're saying that he's not the real Chad, but he was not around in the sixth grade, and we definitely never discussed that on the show. So he could only have that information if A, he were Chad, or B, he was breaking the internal logic of the game.
Or C, he went through my entire past, learned my entire identity, and then murdered me to take it over, right?
That sounds like a stretch.
Okay.
The world is on fire. How is that a stretch?
What do you think, Adam?
I know we're in the middle of like a fight, but I would like to use my charismatic charm in some way to see if I can get the truth out of a bearded Chad. I had to think about that for a second.
You can roll an insight check to do that.
Insight with D20, yeah?
Yeah.
It's always 20.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
And what exactly are you trying to learn?
16.
I rolled a deception check against his insight.
That makes a lot of sense.
And I rolled a 17.
You ain't got shit, Adam. Bummer. Oh, anyway, James, you doing anything else?
That's my turn.
Okay. Adam, you are up.
Okay. So, I don't know anything else, but
fucking kill this zombie clone.
Yeah.
With the sword and the bow and arrow who just slashed your friend.
You're my friend, right, Chad?
I'm your friend.
I can trust you, right, Chad? Beard Chad?
Of course.
Yeah?
Would I lie to you?
Maybe. We are in a hellscape world. Like, what's the use of telling the truth to me?
Zombie Chad is listening to all of this and is like, oh, Jesus Christ. Like, do I even want to be... Like, are these the friends I'm fighting for?
I suppose I'm going to attack Zombie Chad with my bowling ball, because that's where I have no reason to not do it, I suppose, right now, because I failed my deception check.
Sure. Roll okay. Roll me an attack roll.
All right. 14 with a plus 4, 18.
That hits. Describe. Awesome. Describe what you're. Are you throwing it in the air? Are you rolling it?
So I am gonna take it out of my bag. Magical glowing skull ball. Well, not really a skull ball. I'm thinking of a Mystery Men, that beautiful movie from the 90s.
That's a great movie.
Sure.
So I take the bowling ball out. It lights up as I insert my fingers into it, and I find my center, and I do my approach, my upswing back, and I throw it at Zombie Chag's leg as hard as I can. And so I envision it going and skipping across the ground at only about 2 feet high, and it skips across and smashes into his leg. Because I don't want a critical hit and kill him. I want to disable him.
Non-lethal damage.
Non-lethal damage, yeah.
Well, we'll see.
So I'm shooting specifically for the leg.
Roll for damage.
All right, what is that, a D8? All right, 11.
Okay, so you let that motherfucker fly, and it hits Zombie Chad in the shin, and he goes, oh, fuck! And you take him by surprise completely. He was not paying attention to you at all, and... as you do that, his lower leg beneath the knee just slips right off, and it flies backwards, and he is now on one foot. And he looks down, and he's like, oh, jeez.
I shout out to him, I'm sorry, dude, I'm still not 100% convinced that you're actually bad, and I didn't want to kill you.
I'm your friend!
I have an inkling that that might be true, but I'm not 100%, so I didn't want to kill you.
So you took my leg off?
I suppose that was better than not doing anything at all and having my friends stare at me strange.
Stop gaslighting me after you just took an appendage away.
Listen, one step at a time.
Jesus.
Get it?
You know what, guys? I think this is the strategy. We Monty Python Holy Grail Black Knight this guy, and then he'll have to sit there and talk to us.
I agree with this plan wholeheartedly, and I'm. Are there any like meat decent sized rocks nearby?
You're in the middle of a parking lot, so not really. There
are like broken asphalt. Like,
Sure. There's a piece of asphalt that you can. It's not just like loosey-goosey. You got to pull it off.
All right. Well, I'm gonna break away from this imposter version of myself. And I'm going
Does
to...
Does he get an attack of opportunity on you?
He does. I'm willing to allow that.
Okay, great. You break off, and does a 17 hit?
That hits.
Great. And he looks at you leaving, hopping on one foot, like, oh, no, you fucking don't. And he hits you for 5 points of damage as his eyes light up white once more, and a life further drains out of your body. How many hit points are you at now?
I am at 4 hit points.
And that's how you feel. That's how you feel.
Yeah,
you feel
fucked up. I'm gonna run towards where I find like the nearest just like broken hunk of ground or medium-sized rock or whatever. I just need something on the ground. And I'm gonna cast Catapult. And I need him to make a dexterity saving throw.
Okay.
As Bearded Chad is losing his life and Zombie Chad's eyes go white, is Zombie Chad regenerating? Like the mummy where he's regenerating every time something happens?
Is he coming back to life?
Yeah, is he coming back to life?
The only clue that you would have of that is he recently lost a leg and he took a swipe at Bearded Chad and that leg is not coming back. His skin is not getting less gray. Gotcha. And he just rolled a dex check of a 5.
So he failed.
That's correct.
All right. I'm casting Catapult. I'm going to chuck a rock at the ground at him. And I'm going to be like, guys, don't worry. I'm just going to incapacitate him. Don't worry. I'm going to aim for his leg. I swear. I'm going to aim straight for his head.
Sure. That makes a lot of sense.
It does 3d8 damage.
Okay. Roll that damage.
D8. 11 points of damage.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Wow.
And I'm hoping that I just take him out. 11 points.
With 11 points of damage, you hit him straight in the head, and his head, just like his leg, pops off. And his body, now still standing on one leg in his head, in a prone position to his left, but still looking up at all of you guys, being like, oh, god damn it.
Are he still talking?
the zombie head is...
Damn it. I was hoping I'd at least like break his jaw or something so he couldn't talk anymore.
Nah, you just severed his neck. You did such a good job that you beheaded him super well.
Clean cut.
Fuck. And now Zombie Chad is up again. He turns his one-legged body towards Bearded Chad and starts to boop, hop towards you. And I'm going to roll a... So he's hopping and hopping towards you, and his head from afar is like, I'm going to get you. Go. He's like running. He's yelling at his own body, like, go faster, you fuck.
Sounds just like me.
Exactly. you'd be mad at this. Your head's on the ground.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
And the one-legged body trips over a tiny piece of rock and falls to the ground. And Chad, or Zombie Chad's head goes... Of course.
My body fails me again.
Yeah. Constantly betraying me from the moment I wake up to the moment I go to sleep to the moment I pass on to another version of my life when I'm a zombie. And let's see. Yep. That's his turn. So, James, your turn is up.
Okay. I'm going to dash over to where the head fell down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna then use my second action, disengage, so that I don't get bitten picking the head up.
Sure.
I don't think you need, okay.
So then I pick up the head, and I'm like, I'm not done having this conversation with you. And then I put the head into my backpack.
Oh my god, James, thank you so much.
You'll be cool in there. Thanks, bro.
What are you doing, James?
It's nothing. The head's already dead. I'm just keeping it for sentimental purposes, in case it is the real Chan.
Understood.
You see a hole in your bag start to form as the head is trying to bite its way out of the bag.
This, the Sam Raimi-esque comedy that you're seeing right now is merely a unconscious reaction of the synapses and the nerves causing the teeth to clench, but the head is most definitely incapacitated.
Oh, look, IRL Chad right here, this is a little disturbing.
Sure, yeah.
This is, we're talking about you.
Yeah, you shot yourself with a silencer. That was your choice.
Are there bullet holes on the body?
Oh, no, there's bullet holes on the left side of his head.
Oh, good.
Two of them. Where you shot at him with a gun that had a silencer on it at the Clinton gas station.
So my question, James, is that if he might be the real Chad, why would there be a dead version of Chad and an alive version of Chad? Wouldn't the dead one be the older one?
Well, I think once we take out the Black Knight over here, then we'll have the head to talk to at our own leisure.
Right on.
Okay, from your bag, you just continue to hear like...
That's fine, I just farted. Don't worry, don't listen to that.
Are we still in combat?
Yes, you are. Adam, you are now up.
Oh, good. This is fantastic.
Pick up that spear, baby.
What... What is Zombie Chad's body doing?
It is kind of waving its fist in Bearded Chad's direction while being prone.
At the wall.
Yeah, while being prone on the ground and not looking so hot.
Okay.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but that your bowling ball has come back to you, right? That's what it does?
Yes, it returns. Yep.
It's a Mjolnir ball?
It's a Mjolnir ball. Only those who are worthy can yield El Cubano.
Yeah, El Cubano strike machine.
Strike machine, El Cubano.
Is the body moving?
Yeah, it is slowly but surely crawling towards you, Chad.
Oh, fucking kill it, dude. Throw your ball again. Or heal me. I'm dying. I'm really hurt.
Are you, though?
Yeah, I'm at a third of my health.
Are you, though?
Four hit points left. You?
Oh man, that sucks for you.
But it's you took down my maximum hit point level, so I can't even heal. So never mind.
Oh yeah, that's right. Every time you get hit, it reduces your max.
But you must be in a lot of pain. Here, take one of these.
Did you take it, Chad?
I took it and I pretended to put it in my mouth and I pocketed it.
Understood. 10 seconds, Adam.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'm just going to pass my turn. I really don't have a move here.
Got it.
Hit the body. Throw the ball at the body. Do it.
He already passed. Jake Lochner, you're up.
I take another step back and I hold up my hand and I cast Ray of Frost. You see, as a frigid beam of blue-white light streaks out of my hand towards the body on the ground, I need him to make a... Oh, I roll for that one.
Okay.
It's a ranged spell attack.
Sure. You can do it with advantage as this is a prone body on the ground.
Without even eyes or ears.
Yeah.
Actually, when you are using a ranged attack against a prone body, I have disadvantage.
Okay.
Because he's like laying down, so he's like a smaller target.
Jesus Christ. I don't care. Just roll.
All right. I rolled a 4 and an 8 plus my spellcasting modifier, which is plus 5. So if I have advantage... It is a 13. If I have disadvantage, it's a 9.
With advantage, you still don't hit. And the body that is crawling towards you slowly but surely makes like a face with its fists that looks at the ice to the right and or left of it. And then looks back at itself being like, we're so disappointed that you couldn't make me cold. How dare you?
Can I, for narrative reasons, have another turn?
No. Okay. No, that's insane.
I wouldn't allow it either, so good call.
Yeah, no, obviously not. Chad, or at least Zombie Chad, is up, the head of which is doing the exact same thing. It is trying to bite through James's bag, but to no avail currently. Turns out he's sort of gummy, mostly. A lot of his teeth are gone. He's just trying to gum it up.
Yeah, and it's a leather bag, so I mean, good luck, buddy.
Yeah, and you're not. I don't even think you have to like worry about like saliva getting the leather all weird.
Chad's not very bright.
Yeah, he's a zombie. But the body still crawls towards Frosty Chad. Oh, but it goes Frosty badly for him because of what I just rolled. And
for me?
No, the body, that is.
Oh, okay.
I just rolled the crit fail for him trying to crawl to you. So,
oh, good.
As he does that, he is just putting one arm in front of the other, dragging himself slowly. And while he's doing that, as he's inches from your feet, you don't really move. You don't feel threatened. You feel very hurt, but don't feel threatened by this weird gray blob trying to slowly crawl towards you. And as you look down at it, it reaches up towards you, and then his arm gets chomped the fuck off. His other arm goes up and gets chomped the fuck off as well. As Charlie is like, I decided to get into the fight. I know I'm late, but I just brought them their mozzarella and nether sticks, and they're eating it. The tiny goblins at the bar are eating the nether sticks. They love them. They love them. So I came back out, decided to bite zombie arms. Am I being helpful?
Oh, absolutely. This can be your tip.
Oh, no. I do need actual lots. And then he bites down on the torso of Zombie Chad and flings him to the side. The body slams into the wall 20 feet away and then slides down motionless. You are all now out of initiative and no longer fighting. And Charlie looks at you guys and is like, that was fun.
Meanwhile, you look over to me because I have disappeared from the battleground and you see me at the bar drinking a Crown and Coke and some dumps. Like, hey, are we done here?
That was instant, Adam. Okay, that can't have happened instantly, but if you will retcon that you put that in and then you saw the order come up and you were like, oh, sick.
Yeah.
I go over to the bar also and take a tablecloth and I take out Chad's head and I'm like, listen, man, this is really stressing me out. You're going to have to chill out for a while. And then I wrap the head with the tablecloth and then put it back into my backpack. Just like, I am going to deal with that later.
right before you wrap him up, he blurts out, is my DeLorean okay?
Is my DeLorean okay?
It is not.
No, it's not. Okay, so tell me more about this, my maximum hit points being decreased. Like, what does that mean? Like, what do I feel like it's something I can overcome, or am I just, like, permanently at a disadvantage?
You don't believe it's permanent. It feels like something you can overcome. You don't know the mechanism for which you can overcome that as of right now.
Okay, because right now I have 4 hit points.
Right. Okay. So you guys are all sitting at the bar. A tablecloth has been wrapped around a zombie's face who is just instantly disappointed in his friends and the situation. And Charlie is currently behind the bar cleaning a glass, as barkeeps do in narrative fiction. And to your left is a group of 3 goblin-looking creatures, one bigger than the other two. The other two obviously doting over the bigger one. And while you begin to eat, you all hear a muffled thud from afar. And
what was that?
Instantly, the 2 goblins who are sitting to your left scurry outside and look towards where you guys came in, basically towards the direction of where the CVS was previously burning down. Mm-hmm. And they open the door back in and they go, Danny, you gotta come now. And the bigger one leaves and goes, just put it on my tab, Charlie. And Charlie be like, Tab, I haven't. This is my first day. I haven't even started. I can't. This is ominous. And the 3 goblins run out of Chip's Pub 3. And Charlie looks at you guys and goes, there will be no tabs for you guys. You guys are paying.
What's our tab?
You son of a bitch. What did you guys get? You got dumps like a truck, which is also how I describe myself, by the way.
Oh, I love that.
That's how Charlie laughs. And you got a Crown and Coke.
Yes.
We used Coca-Cola and bits of an actual crown from an old Egyptian pharaoh, which is pretty sick. And did anyone get anything else?
I got fried pickles.
And fried pickies.
That will be 2 lots.
2 lots? That's like 2/3 of a friend of mine's taxes.
Yeah, but it's probably quarterly. Do you have the money or not?
Yeah, I give him 2 lots.
Perfect.
Wonderful. Thank you.
I got this, guys. I got this. Thanks.
Very much.
I'm sorry about that clone of me from earlier.
Bearded Chad.
Also, just to let you guys know, Heck on Earth, very much like Europe, tipping, not encouraged, but you still can. But it's not encouraged. It's okay.
I don't want to insult you.
You won't insult. You shut up. You had a great time today biting off zombie arms.
I drop 1 lot into the jar on the bar.
Okay. I told you didn't have to do that. Appreciate it.
Hey, guy. Well, how many lots do we... That's a lot. Is a lot of money. How many lots do we have? I only have 1 left. Here, I vote that we let Adam be in charge of all of the lots for the sake of simplicity. So, Adam, here's the lot that I got. You now have 12 lots again.
And then plus 2 lots you got from Ryan, right?
Yes. Oh, okay. Oh yes.
So 14 lots total is now what you guys have.
So you can store that in your GP.
Mr. Bear, I'll just have an ice water with lemon.
Yeah.
Lemon, 5 lots.
No, he's like, no, that's free. I mean, we're not fucking monsters. Well, we are, but
I used to take a blueberry and then I just dump the rest into my backpack. I think if I just give him some water, like maybe like every 2 weeks, like a Boston fern, he'll be all right.
A Boston fern.
Hey, Ryan, about how long do you think we're going to be hanging out here in the in Chip's pub?
That's a completely up to you in this moment, as you have recently paid.
So far, like 5 minutes, an hour,
probably a half hour to 45 minutes have passed.
Okay. So while we've been here, guys, you've seen me like I took like a quarter. Because, I mean, money's useless here. Mm. And I've been kind of like etching something into the wood at the counter, at the table that we're sitting at.
Okay.
And I look over to you guys as you guys are getting ready to leave. And I say, hey, guys, can you just like hang out for, I don't know, like 40 more minutes? Maybe order something else? I don't know. I just need a little bit more time here.
What do you have to do?
I just, I feel like...
Starting to believe you less and less here, Bearded Jed.
Well, there's something here. There's something going on here. And I feel like... I gotta finish this. And you see, like, when you look at the table, there's this, like, very intricate, like, sketching of all these different shapes and patterns and fractal designs. And I'm just like, I really gotta finish this before I leave here. Is that all right? It's just gonna be, like half an hour. Just give me half an hour.
Are you doing this on the bar?
I'm etching this into the table.
Oh, yeah. Charlie is like, hey, why are you doing that?
Yeah, I'm also confused. Is this some kind of Goodwill Hunting bit that you're doing?
Stop etching into my tables. What are we doing here?
Guys, it's just, I'm almost done. Like, I started this and I feel like I just got to finish it.
Oh, that's nice. I don't care. Stop etching into my table, please.
It's just a little bit longer, please.
Okie dokie. He takes a swipe at you.
Oh, shit. Okay.
That is a 13 to hit.
That is my armor class that hits.
Wonderful. See you. Bye, Chad. Stop etching shit when a bear asks you not to.
Can I make a concentration check?
Yeah, sure.
I got a 6.
You're not concentrated. You know what you're concentrated on? These fucking hands with claws on them coming at you real hot. Okay. And you take 2 points of slashing damage.
All right. Well, I've lost concentration, guys. We can go.
So now he's down to 2, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
2 max.
You should have chosen HP. anything to etch into that wasn't owned by a bear who was in front of you.
Can we, I gotta go buy some chalk. Can we go get some chalk?
Why do you need to keep drawing, Chad?
Or I gotta get some charcoal and some incense.
What?
I mean, just dip your finger into my backpack. There's a good ooze starting to get the bottom of that.
You know, it's all right. I'll come back to it later. It's in my head now, and I'll get it out later. I gotta get this out.
Gotta get that Chad ooze. Choose.
Next opportunity. I just need like an hour.
Anyway, what are you guys doing?
All right. So we destroyed that obelisk, and it seemed like that was the right thing to do. We all felt like that was a good thing because like the dome kind of started to flutter when that happened, right?
So is there information about obelisks on the map that I stole? Maybe.
Well, there was a bunch of key locations on the map. We thought they were portals, but there was one here, and I didn't see a portal. So maybe those mark where the obelisks are and not where the portals are.
All right, then let's open up the map and look at where the closest next obelisk is.
Hey, DM, where's the closest next obelisk?
One moment, please. I have to go open the map.
Also, I'm fucked up, guys. I'm going to die.
I need to take another one of these.
I need to...
another blueberry? Yeah, I take it and I pop it.
I'm still...
God, you just keep giving me...
You know, caught up on the fact that there's a zombie version of Chad in James's backpack.
Yeah, you got to relax, Adam. Take one of these.
I take it. Okay.
You know, you currently have 29 blueberries, by the way.
These are going to last forever.
The closest area that is marked on the map that is not the town hall is Lobster Landing, a local lobster eatery that is down by the water, right on Long Island Sound.
Okay, James, what do you want to do?
I say we take this party plane and we land it down in the lobsters.
You know, Lobster Landing is world famous.
Yes.
If you Google Clinton, it's one of the top results.
Just like Granda Pizza, which apparently one of the best pizza places in America, despite the fact that I've had it and it's just fine.
they're cash only. Yeah. Isn't that weird? It seems kind of like it's a front for something.
Yeah.
Drugs?
No.
So you guys walk outside about to go to your next eatery that perhaps has something on it based on the stuff that you saw on the map.
Mm.
And to your left, you can see two things pretty clearly. Number one, the CVS has now completely burned. It is in ruins and mostly ash and embers. And behind the CVS, sort of diagonally left, you can see smoke in the air going up. It looks like a volcano, like a tiny volcano, but still a volcano nonetheless, has erupted behind the CVS, sort of where the old big factory lie. For you guys, the Unilever. For people who don't know where that is, it's a big old factory and it's back there.
People know ponds. Yeah.
You know what the saddest thing about this CVS burning down is?
Mm.
Think of all the undeveloped film that people were waiting for that they're never going to get now.
You're right.
With all due respect, James, there was maybe one person a week getting film developed.
I think you underestimate how many people are still...
I have four rolls of film right now I have to develop.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah, your boy Adam is back on that film grind.
Dude, I stand corrected.
Sick. So you see those two things, and then in the other direction, as you know, is the way to Lobster Landing down Commerce Street, which you are adjacent to currently.
You know what? While Lobster Landing is the next logical choice, Ryan has been bringing up this burning CVS a number of times. And I can't help but think that means something.
Yeah, I think we should definitely go on a tangent based on a comment the DM has made offhand. Yeah.
Oh, no, it has not been offhand. It's been every single time we step outside the door. The CVS is burning.
No, I agree. We should totally make the mistake that every DM and player makes where a comment is made and the players go on a tangent. Let's go do that.
Yes. So what I'll say is I do point it out because a large building next to you guys is burning, and I think it'd just be weird not to say anything about it. But yeah, okay.
And then a volcano has begun to create itself behind it.
Guys, I think this volcano is important.
Mm.
I think it could be.
Well, I think before we cliffhanger into the next episode, we need to decide on one place to go.
Yes.
Charlie follows you guys out and goes and he's running after you a little bit. He's like, did you guys say that you were going to Lobster Landing?
Or maybe this volcano. Why, Teddy? What's on your mind?
I just want to let you know that Larry is a fucking asshole. So he's not everybody around here is as kind as me. Tread lightly when you go over there. And if you see him, tell him Charlie says, fuck yourself.
All right, well, it sounds like I don't want to go to Lobster Landing. I don't want to have to deal with an asshole.
Oh, he's an asshole, all right. Anyway.
Do you want us to say when we get to the volcano?
What volcano? And he looks left and he goes, oh, no. Okay. Yeah, that's probably where those goblins just ran off to. That is their establishment. They make in, I don't know what the fuck they make in there, but it's some heavy duty stuff. Yeah, no, I got nothing to say. Danny's a good guy. He keeps coming in. I appreciate that. He's come in twice in 2 days. I like that he's eating here. He's, I guess, my best customer. So tell him to come back to Chippies.
Danny is a goblin?
Yeah. Danny the Goblin Hammer. He's kind of like the goblin. There are others, but they are unlike him as he is the Goblin Hammer.
Gotcha. Danny the Goblin Hammer. Done.
So does that mean we are going to go to Lobster Landing?
Vote on where to go next. What do you think, Adam? Where do you want to go?
No wrong answers here. You're
I'm intrigued
friends.
By the volcano.
We're volcano it is. Adam was the only vote that counted. Let's go.
What is... No!
Oh, you got me!
Okay. So as you walk towards the tiny volcano in the distance... you do first come across the burning to ash and embers CVS. A lot of rats are running out of the center of it. It feels as though their home has just burned to the ground. These do not look like any rats you've ever seen before. They are slightly bigger. Their eyes are a bright red, and they have much sharper teeth than any rat that you could have ever imagined. They just look scary as whole fuck. But at the moment, a lot of them are on fire, and the ones that aren't are running for their rat fuck lives. So they're around you, but many of them are currently like running by you. And in between you and where the smoke comes from the air, not CVS smoke, but from like the aforementioned tiny volcano, but is a factory, are train tracks. And as you're arriving there, a train comes into view. It was not there at all previously. It kind of manifests itself arriving at the Clinton train station. It looks like an old time, it's the Hogwarts Express, basically, but it is a translucent blue. And it has a steam horn that is going off, and it stops at the Clinton train station. As you may know, living here, you have to go under the bridge and then to the left, and you can go to the factory, but you can't just walk straight across because, you know, there's a train. There's train shit over there.
So this train looks out of place here, or does it just look old?
It's a ghostly translucent blue. It's a ghost train.
Okay. All right. Is anybody getting on or off this train?
No, not that you can see. And while you ponder this, it then takes off going to your right eastbound and looks like it goes through a transparent wall and disappears. You can now look onto the other side of where the train was, and you can see goblins carrying crates back towards the old factory. It looks like they just got them off the train.
Okay, so we couldn't see the other side of the train where stuff happened.
Right. It seems as though it was not completely transparent, but still ghostly enough to be like, that's a ghost train.
Yeah.
It's really too bad we didn't get on the train, you know. Even though I'm completely neurotypical, I still really love trains.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of people have compared my life to a movie called Trainspotting, which I haven't actually seen, but I think it's about trains.
I say we scurry on over as close as we can get to... Are we still on under the bridge? We still have to go under the bridge, right?
Correct.
Okay. So I say we go under the bridge and pop out on the other side and see if we can see where those goblins are going into.
Okay, sure. So you go under the bridge and around to the train station, and you can see that the goblins are holding crates above their heads. There's maybe 8 to 10 of them in a single file line. And as they go there, they kind of are making like, hoop, 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 ah, like what they're holding seems to be heavy. And they one by one go into the old factory that you can now see very clearly, the center of which, this is a 6-story tall building. So you can't see the roof, but something on the roof is either on fire or has exploded. But it seems as though these particular goblins bringing in these particular crates are doing perhaps business as usual and ignoring that fact or don't know about that fact.
Wait, I'm a little bit confused here. So I thought that the volcano had erupted through the factory.
The volcano was a metaphor, not an actual volcano. It's just like, it looks like a volcano erupting in the distance, like smoke flying into the air is what
think
I was
think Chernobyl explosion, like that the top of the building exploded.
Okay, so it's just like we're seeing like the effects of an eruption, but there's no actual volcano. and that is what burned down the CVS, or is that unrelated?
You don't know.
Can we see, do the boxes, crates have any markings on them that we can see?
You're pretty far away, but you can see that the crates have a green lettering on them that you can't currently read.
Mm. Hey guys, I'm fucking exhausted. Maybe we should bed down. I don't know what time of day is it?
It's like early morning. It's like 11 a.m.
Oh good. I got 2 hit points and no spells left. So
he needs a long rest.
I gotta like just chill out for like, I don't know, 6 to 8 hours.
So I'm just going to have you guys get back to Abe's lair, assume that no blob attacked you, although there are definitely less blobs out currently than there would be or than you think there would be at night. You arrive back to Abe's lair. Ryan is doing the same thing as he was before. He's polishing clocks, and Abe is making a version of a map on the wall. He has sidewalk chalk. It looks like sidewalk chalk, but perhaps it's just something he has fashioned himself, and he is making a version of the map on the wall. And You all sleep, or at least rest, for 8 hours. Chad, after 8 hours, you are back to full health. Your maximum hit points are what they were previously. Everyone is too. All of your spell slots are back. So it is now 6 p.m. on the same day.
Well, real quick, during the night, I want to have gotten up and I want to grab, or I guess during the rest, it wasn't nighttime. I want to get up and I want to ask Abe, hey, Abe, you got any more of that chalk?
Oh, yeah. And he throws you one of them.
Okay, cool. And I go over to just like an empty table and I start just like sketching. And I say, hey, Abe, you have any like charcoal?
No, I don't have any charcoal.
Fuck.
Yeah, bummer. And he turns around and keeps drawing.
Do you have any incense?
No, shut up.
Okay. I want to sneak out of the little cave that we're hidden in under Pearson's school. Mm-hmm. And I want to see if I can't sneak my way over to Job Lot.
Okay. That's a long walk. I will...
I mean, maybe Ace Hardware works too.
I mean, they're both decently long walks. You can... So let's say this. It's 5 p.m. and Adam has awoken. He has gone over to Ryan's station. Ryan is not there. Ryan is coming back in and he's like, oh, okay. Went to go see the big guy. Handed him my bucket of clocks. And here is your 2 lots for the day. So... 16. Your current lot total is 16, but you also look around and notice that Chad is not there. Big bushy beard version of Chad, not there. Chad, choose one. Ace Hardware or Job Lot. It's the same roll. I'm just going to make you do like a roll if you get there clean, basically. So
I think Ace Hardware is technically closer, so I'm going to roll for that. Just a d20?
Yeah.
It's a 7. it's across the street. It's like it's barely across the street.
Sure. So this is what I'll say. You arrive at Ace Hardware, but you are being chased the entire time. The moment you get out into the main road, you notice that Bonkers and the Jump are continuing to beat the shit out of each other from across the street. But you also notice that a lot of the blobs take notice of you almost instantly, and they are chasing you. You are running and barely keeping in front of where those blobs are. And as you get into Ace Hardware, you get inside. The door is open, mm-hmm. and you close it. The blobs are coming. What do you do?
Well, I know that they don't like the light. So first, I'm going to try the light switches.
Okay. You try the light switches, and nothing happens.
Okay. Then I'm going to cast a light. It's a cantrip. On the door.
Yep.
So the whole door is boom, glowing light.
Oh, so the door lights up and all the blobs go like, and off.
All right. So light lasts for an hour. I'm going to run into the store and I'm looking for charcoal. I know they sell grills. I assume they sell charcoal.
Yep. There are bags of charcoal in here.
I'm going to grab a bunch of bags of charcoal and I'm going to start ripping those bags open and piling all the charcoal on the ground. And then I'm going to take out a piece of that chalk that Abe gave me and I'm going to start sketching.
Okay.
Meanwhile, at the exact same time that was beginning to take place, Adam and James realized that Bearded Chad was gone. I said, well, now I think is a good time, since these two aren't in the same room, to talk to Zombie Chad.
Let's talk to Zombie Chad.
Oh, fuck.
So I take Zombie Chad out of my backpack and I unwrap him from the tablecloth and I sit on the floor and I very dramatically say, tell us everything.
In that moment where Zombie Chad begins to spill his guts, literally, we then cut back to Ace Hardware as Chad completes his charcoal and chalk drawing, wipes a bead of sweat from his brow, looking at his new creation.
So you see, as I finish my sketching, the charcoal on the ground kind of molds itself into the shape of a house cat, a black house cat.
And then we cut back. That's anticlimactic. And then we cut back to a zombie Chad.
No, I take it back. It's an owl. It's an owl.
That's not more... Okay. I like how you're like, oh, you're right. It's the kind of animal.
No, that is the, it's an owl for
it's
sure.
It's an owl. Okay.
Black owl.
That's the sound that owls make.
It's a pitch black owl with beady, glowy yellow eyes.
Mmm. Love that. Your own little Hedwig. And and then it cuts back to Zombie Chad looking up at his two old friends as he says,
I'm thinking I'm bad.
I'm out of the game.
We have so much to talk about.